This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 284 for Monday, February 26th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market made gains on Monday due to support from comparable oils and a weaker Canadian dollar. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were up, while European rapeseed was steady to higher. Crude oil advanced more than $1 US per barrel. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract was up $10.10 per ton at $588.30. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in positive territory. 1.242 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were exported during the week ended February 22nd, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, up nearly 200,000 from last week and double the total from the same week last year. Brazilian consulting firm AgRural estimated the country's Safrinha corn crop at 73% planted, ahead of 56% at this time last year. Much of the country will experience favorable weather conditions over the next 10 days. Corn reached a net short position of 328,600 contracts, the second largest on record, according to the Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Statistics Canada reported that Canada's cattle herd was down 2.1% at 11.1 million cattle and calves as of January 1st, its lowest level since 1989. Meanwhile, Canada's hog herd was down 1% at 13.76 million, the smallest since 2006. The May corn contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.22. Nearly 975,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were exported during the weekend of February 22nd, down 316,000 from the previous week. AgRural cut its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 2.4 million tons at 147.7 million. As of February 22nd, the country's soybean harvest was 40% complete, compared to 33% one year ago. A fire at the Paranagua port in Brazil on Friday halted operations at three berths, where 20 vessels carrying soybeans, soy meal, and wheat were expecting to dock. Three vessels loaded with soybeans in northern Brazil are expected to head to the U.S. in April, the first such bulk shipment since last summer. The charterer for the ships is livestock and poultry producer Purdue Farms. The May soybean contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.45. 482,000 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were shipped during the week ended February 22nd, 62,000 more than the previous week. Russian wheat export prices fell to their lowest level since 2020 last week, with the price of Russian 12.5% protein wheat scheduled for free onboard delivery in March and April down to $215 U.S. per ton. The price was down $4 U.S. from the previous week. South Korea purchased 172,300 tons of wheat, of which 36,400 tons were from Canada. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.75. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.77. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.53. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, February 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.